USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is paying $60 million a week to take care of migrant children at the southern border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott visited one of the facilities in San Antonio, which is housing more than 1,300 teenage boys. Abbott claims some of them are being sexually abused. San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg says these are very serious allegations.
It has been our approach, even though this is a federal operation, that the welfare of these children are of the utmost concern, so they need to be thoroughly investigated.
The British royal family continuing to mourn the loss of Prince Philip. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge retweeted a message from the royal family that said the Duke of Edinburgh passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. The husband of Queen Elizabeth was 99 years old. USA Radio News.
With more people at home due to the pandemic, it's more important than ever to keep small lithium coin batteries away from children. On a mission to help keep families safe, battery brand Duracell and the American Academy of Pediatrics have joined forces to power safely. Bobby Mendez, president of Duracell North America.
At Duracell, we're very proud of being teaming up with the AAP in this shared mission of keeping children safe. And at the heart of the effort is a campaign to raise awareness.
Duracell has also come out with a bitter coating on their most popular lithium coin batteries.
And what this does, it discourages the child from swallowing the battery. So that's really at the heart of the innovation.
Duracell and the AAP urge all parents, caregivers, and pediatricians to learn more about lithium coin battery safety at Duracell.com or HealthyChildren.org.